What a set this morning. What worship today. And you musicians are just, you're just some of the choice, man. You're just awesome. And we just thank God for you this morning. So, and we praise him for all of his goodness today. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles this morning, this is going to be real simple because we already had this verse today. Turn to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Isaiah 9 and 6. Hallelujah. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving, right? Amen. So let's stand this morning, and let's stand and turn to Isaiah 9, verse 6, and we have it up here if you'd like to follow along. The Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Next verse, verse 7, amen. "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Amen. Let's hold up our Bible. Say it like you mean it today. Come on, say it, Pastor. "This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen." Turn around, give somebody a virtual high five this morning, and say, "God is a mighty God. Merry Christmas." Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is so good to us today. Amen. Many years ago, we have some friends, and many, many years ago, they sung in a gospel group. They were kind of a family group, and they traveled all over the nation, really singing at churches. And so it was Christmas time, and so they went to this very large church, and they were singing. And the pastor and his wife were kind of sitting like we do on the front row, and they went through a litany of wonderful Christmas songs. Everybody in the church was worshiping except for the pastor's wife. She just kind of sat there, and they thought, well, maybe that's just her personality. And everybody was worshiping. Everybody was just, and so they just sung these beautiful Christmas songs. And so then they decided, well, you know, we're going to end with a secular Christmas song or two. And just for the season to express that. So they took off on Silver Bells. Anybody know Silver Bells? Silver Bells, Silver Bells. And all of a sudden, the pastor's wife on the front row raised her hands and started worshiping to Silver Bells. Whatever it takes, right? So, and they almost couldn't get through the set because it was so hysterical to them. It's like they did all this wonderful Christmas music. Everybody was worried. But when they got to Silver Bells, that really rang her bell. Amen. God is good this morning. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. So Jesus was born King of the Jews. And usually kings are born as a prince, right? Before they succeed to the throne. But here in Isaiah says, "For to us a child was born, unto us a son was given." Jesus was a gift to us. He was given to us. Amen. You can turn me down a little bit, brother. He was given to us. And that is such a impactful, wonderful gift. We talked about that last week. Out of the giver came all these other gifts. And it keeps on giving, keeps on blessing, keeps on multiplying in our life. Amen? And he said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders." Wow, there's been a lot of going on in our government this year. Can anybody say amen to that? Amen? There's been so much going on in the government, so much anxiety seemingly driven there, so many things happening in the government. But I want to remind you that our citizenship truly is not of this world. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that I really, you know, I honor the president, but I really honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords more than any president. No matter who holds the office, I honor that office, but above that is Jesus. And the Bible tells us, unto us the Son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. So if it's up on his shoulder, it doesn't have to be up on your shoulder. You just thank God and believe God, and God is going to take care of the church no matter what. I want to tell you, even in this season we've been in, God has been faithful to us. He is a faithful God, and no matter what you've experienced, God is still there, still faithful, still showing up for you. Every season, Jesus, it's about Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't turn to somebody and say, don't stress about who's going to be president. God's got this. It's all set up. We're believing for good. We want righteousness to prevail in our nation, but I want to tell you, God's got us. God's got us. We've survived all kinds of things. The church is triumphant. The Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Why? Because of Jesus Christ and the revelation that we have, that we know who he is. He is Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And this prophetic word was so powerful that Isaiah gave from the Holy Spirit to us, that we don't have to stress about this. We don't have to worry about this because we know that the King of Kings is leading us. Amen. And his name shall be called Wonderful. That's really interesting because his name is wonderful. Why don't you say it with me this morning, Jesus? His name is wonderful, isn't it? The Bible says demons tremble at the sound of that name. So every time you say Jesus, you're shaking up the devil's kingdom. Woo! Think about that a second, amen. But Hebrew, in the Hebrew, wonderful means miracle, miracle worker. We serve a miracle working God, amen. A miracle is something that humanly is seemingly is virtually impossible. There's just no way it could ever happen through a human effort. But God comes on the scene like the virgin birth, and it happened. We have a miracle through a virgin whose name is Jesus Christ. God's got miracles for you this coming year. Oh, come on, somebody. God's got some miracles for you this coming year. Why? Because Jesus is the miracle worker. We have the gift of miracles operating in us through the Holy Spirit. When it seems like it's impossible, that's when God steps in with the possible. Amen. When it seems like it's against all odds, that's when God steps in and you're favored and the odds just went up on your behalf. Amen. I want to tell you, we have a miracle working God. He opened the blinded eyes. He opened the deaf ears. He cleansed the lepers. Amen. He raised the dead. Praise God. We have and serve a miracle working Savior. His name is Wonderful because he's a miracle worker. Man, I don't know about you, but I'm believing for some great miracles this year. I'm believing for God to just show up and show out greater than he ever has before. It's going to be a great year this year. Well, it has to be, Pastor. Can't be any worse than 2020. Amen. That's not hard, is it? Amen. It's going to be a great year this year. You see, fear has surrounded people. And that's why the Bible, when the angel came on the scene, he said, "Fear not, Mary. Fear not." I want to declare to you, fear not. Don't allow fear to dominate your life this year. Don't allow fear to dominate your life right now. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Fear has come upon this nation. It's amazing because, you know, with the COVID thing, there's so much fear going on. It was propagated, and yes, people suffered from it. My father-in-law went to be with the Lord with so-called COVID. My mother-in-law had COVID. I think I had it way back in January. But here's the thing. I'm not going to let anything dominate my life with fear. And now they've come out with a vaccine, and people are afraid of the vaccine. Come on, somebody. What's up with that, right? It's like, man, don't walk in fear. Walk in the wisdom of God, but don't allow fear to dominate your life. It's the same thing that you have to do with your mind in your thought life as you have to do with the spirit of fear. You have got to cast it down and take control over it. Turn to somebody and say, he's preaching to you right now. Wonderful miracle worker, counselor. Counselor. Wow. I've been in ministry since I was 17 years old. Wow. Jesus. And, you know, I have counseled people over the years, but it seems like most of the counseling, they wanted me to agree with them. Come on. And I want to tell you something. The best counselor you have, and it doesn't charge you anything, it costs him everything, is the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit in you is the greatest counselor that you'll ever go to. He is able to direct your life, speak to your heart, open things up, guide you, and that's what he does. He is our counselor. The Holy Spirit is the one that counsels us. We have to tune in and recognize his voice, however. Amen. The voice of the Holy Spirit when he's speaking to us, but I want to declare to you, the Holy Spirit's speaking to you right now. He is your counselor. He will guide you and lead you, the Bible says, into all truth. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And people spend thousands and millions of dollars to go to counselors to try to get their mind straightened out when Jesus is the healer of the mind. And I want to tell you, so much of things that go on start with fear. It just starts with fear. God, fear will mess you up. Don't allow fear. Again, I don't know why, Jesus, don't allow fear to dominate your life. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and line your mind up with what the Holy Spirit says, and the Holy Spirit will always speak truth to you. He will never speak a lie, and he'll never go against God's word. He is a counselor. Most times when people came to me for counseling, I wanted to tell them three things. It's so simple. It really is. Number one, admit it. Yep, got a problem. Number two, quit it. Yeah, I need to do that. Number three, forget it. Admit it, quit it, and forget it. That will solve a lot of... Come on, somebody. And you didn't have to pay me $100 an hour for that today, amen? That will solve a lot of problems. Admit it, quit it, and forget it. But we have the Holy Spirit guiding and leading us as our counselor. And Jesus, wonderful miracle worker, counselor. Now look at this. Mighty God. Mighty God. Able to do great exploits. Acts 10:38 says, Jesus went about doing good, and he, isn't he a good God? I love that. Doing good, not doing bad, not putting bad on us, not you know, none of that stuff. Man, get your mind wrapped around what Jesus is, what he is, who he is. He is good. Amen? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. What a mighty God we serve. We used to sing an old song, oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Some of you remember that, right? What a mighty God we serve. He is the King of kings. And we go into that. I led music for many, many years, believe me. So thank you, Kay. I'm glad you're here, baby. So wonderful counselor, but he is mighty God. I'm just going to cover this because I've got some other things I want to share with you this morning. Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. Not only is he everlasting Father, he is a good, good Father. Amen? Everlasting Father. I lost my earthly father when I was 17. Many of you know that. I was a senior in high school. My dad went to be with the Lord. And then my father-in-law, who I love so very, very much, went to be with the Lord here, as we just shared recently. But the good thing about Jesus is... He is everlasting. He is everlasting. He is always present, always with us, never leaves us, never forsakes us, and he's a good, good daddy. Amen. He is so good. Hallelujah. And thank God that he's everlasting Father. And then he's Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. He ushers in peace. Amen. Shalom in our life. Nothing lacking, nothing broken in our life. That's who God is. Satan is a defeated foe. God is for us. Amen. So it means if God is for us, then who can be against you? God is for you this morning. That's why we have the Prince of Peace, Shalom, in our life. God is for us. God is working in our life. God is working out our life. Amen. We have peace reigning in our life. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and peace rules and reigns in our life because of Jesus Christ. Amen. And when there's peace there, there's harmony there. Where there's peace there, there's harmony. There's an absence of fear. There's an absence of frustration and an absence of anxiety. Turn to somebody and say, don't be anxious for anything this year. Amen? Hallelujah. God is so good. Romans 8, 31, 32. Look at this for a moment. Amen? If God is for us, what should we say to these things? He's ending up this wonderful, powerful chapter of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 is all about the Holy Spirit and our life in the Spirit. And he ends up by saying, what should we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Look at this. Look at this. Next verse. He who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. What we have today delivered to us through grace is all things provided that pertain to life and godliness. Amen? We have to choose this and understand that God's got this for us, and so we just know that it's there, and we thank God we receive it by faith. All things God has for us because of Jesus Christ. Amen? And the message of Christmas is that God gave us his Son. Amen. Matthew 6:30, look at this. Matthew 6:30, praise the Lord. God, you're so good this morning. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? God has given us all things. Turn to somebody and say, don't worry, man, be happy. Amen. Why? Because God's given us all things to richly enjoy. Amen. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He has given us everything to enjoy in this life. And we know that the enemy is defeated this morning. He is defeated. Don't give him any power, any recognition. Know that he is defeated this morning. And we walk in his presence today. Amen. And we walk in the presence of Jesus Christ. He's given you faith this morning. Amen. You've got faith to move mountains because of Jesus today. You can speak to those mountains and they have to go because of Jesus today. Wow. Amen. Luke 1:18. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, you are so good to us this morning. Praise the Lord. And Zacchaeus said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man. The angel came before Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was in worship. They had no children. And I am well in age, and my wife is well advanced in years. Next verse. And the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. Hallelujah. He was in his priestly duties. He was in his priestly duties, and he was offering up incense to the Lord, and an angel appeared to him. And he was advanced in age. A miracle took place in Zacchaeus. That angel appeared to him. And many times what happens is we can go through the motions of Christmas and never recognize Jesus in the midst of everything. Amen? There Jesus showed up to him in the midst. There the angel showed up to him in the midst with this great, great thing. Hey, you're going to have a son. You're going to have a child. Right? Look at this next verse. Amen. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until that day these things take place. When we are the church, when we fail to believe everything God has become for us, we become to be mute. In other words, we become silent instead of rejoicing. And because he failed to believe what God had promised him, he became mute until these days things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be filled in their own time. Church, I'm going to declare this year, let's be believers. Let's be believers, amen, because believers are receivers. And here he just, like, man, he was going through the motions. The angel showed up. Don't just go through the motions. God's got a word for you this Christmas season. Amen. Don't just receive it. How do you receive it? You receive it by believing it. Because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. Turn to somebody and say, not your time. God's time, right? Next verse, amen. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple, right? And but when he came out, he could not speak to them. And this is exactly what happens to the church when we fail to believe. We become mute. Let's not be mute. Let's be able to speak, amen? And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. Wow, next verse, amen. So it was as soon as the days of his service were completed that he departed to his own house. Next verse. Now after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. Elizabeth, promise of God, oath of God. God is always faithful. Elise, promise of God, oath of God. God is always faithful. Holly and I lost two children. And Kay was born, then we lost two children. But God gave us a lease. Promise of God, oath of God, faithfulness of God. That's why we named her Elise. Now, I've heard the voice of God a few times in my life, but I was sitting in Maine in the living room when we were pastoring in Maine. Maine is very cold. Maine has two seasons, 4th of July and winter, right? That's it. It is very cold, 35 below one morning. I was sitting there because when we found out that Holly was expecting with Elise, I knew in my heart I was going to have a boy. I knew it. And I was sitting in the living room after service on a Sunday morning, and I was just sitting there by myself, and I'm telling you, the audible voice of God came to me and said, you're going to have a girl. Who was that, right? It was so strong as the voice of the Lord. And I began to rejoice that I was going to have a baby girl again. How many know that God always repays you double? Double for your trouble. Can somebody say amen to that? Can I just share it? Do you mind if I share a little bit right here with you? A little personal thing here. So I entered the ministry when I was 17. I was married when I was 20-something, can't really remember that. Tried to choose forget it. Was serving as a pastor, and I was married. Had a beautiful baby daughter named Crystal, who I absolutely adored. Married for 6 years, and then my wife at the time decided to leave me for a couple other guys. And took my daughter with her. I was devastated and broken. I love that baby girl so very much. Still love her. And we are so close, and I thank God for her. She's into car sales right now, so imagine that. And God, you know, I was just in brokenness. I was at a singles meeting one night in Florida and trying to recover and trying to get my heart and stuff together. And in walks this beautiful blonde, probably the most beautiful woman I ever seen in my life, and she walked right by my table, talked to one of her friends, and didn't even recognize me. My heart jumped out of my chest, rolled down. She picked it up, squeezed it, and rolled it right back. And anyway, it just ended up that somehow, miraculously, because of God, we started dating and got married. And then I went back to college at Southeastern, finished my degree at that time, working a job at the church and all these things. But I just don't mean to go into things, but I just want to share with you how faithful God is. And so during that time when we were poor as church mice and looking for Coke money that hoped we would find a quarter in the car seat underneath the seat. What'd you say, Holly? Coca-Cola? Yeah. Peace out, man. Hallelujah. Better get that right. Woo! Never been there, man. Thank God. Some of the greatest testimony is not what you've been on. There's a lot of people say, I got a crazy testimony. God delivered me from this or that. The greater testimony is that you've never been there. Right? So Coca-Cola money, amen. And so anyway, we found out we were expecting. And during this time, it was like, listen, never wait for the proper time to have a kid. If you're married, hello? Never say, I got to wait now. No. If God decides, you guys just, hey, be blessed and enjoy it. But God gave us Kay. And I was so blessed. I was so blessed. And then after going through those miscarriages, God gave us Elise. And so I have three daughters. And what a blessing that God just repaid. And then God gave us a relationship with Crystal, and she came back to live with us when she was a teenager. Imagine that. Not when she was little, but when she was in this little rebellious stage, Mom decided to ship her to us, right? And that was okay because we got to influence her life, and now we're really close. But I just want to encourage you how God is so faithful. God is faithful. Do you hear me, church? God is faithful. And after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among the people." Wow. Amen. God's favor is upon you today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent to God to a city called the name Nazareth. Right? Look at this. Next verse. To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of lineage. The virgin's name was Mary, cousins with Elizabeth. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one." Wow. Turn to somebody and say, "Rejoice, highly favored one." You're favored of the Lord. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you above women. Now, you got to get this right. Blessed are you above women. No, blessed are you what? Among women. Praise God. It's not like she was elevated here. Hello? Amen. Girls, God's blessed you. He's blessed you to produce and give life. What a blessing that is. Amen. Next verse. Amen. Next verse. But when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Here was like a 14-year-old girl. Wow. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid." Exactly what I told you earlier. "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." That's you. You're favored with the Lord. Next verse. "And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. His name shall be called Jesus." Jesus, Savior. Amen. It's really interesting because it's the man that determines the blood or carries the blood in the woman. It was the Holy Spirit in her. She had taintless blood in her placenta. It was not messed up blood. It was pure blood of God. Wow. Throne of David, who he will be great and be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Awesome. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. No end to this kingdom, church. Next verse, amen. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I don't know a man?" She was a virgin, right? Listen to what the Bible says here. And the angel said unto her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Do you realize that when Mary kissed the face of Jesus, she was kissing the face of God. Woo! Wow. I cannot wait to kiss my baby grandbabies. Amen. Elise, by the way. Next verse. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, also conceived a son in her old age and is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. Y'all still with me? Hang on with me a few more minutes this morning. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. How many of you have God with you this morning? Then nothing shall be impossible. LaToya, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. You have God with you this morning. Amen. Next verse, amen. Praise the Lord. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And as soon as she said that, the angel departed, because her faith leaped up and she said, let it be to me according to your word. How do we receive a miracle? How do we receive a revelation? How do we receive healing? Let it be unto me according to your word. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords this morning. Let's stand today, amen, and let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it be to me. Could you say that out of your mouth this morning? Let it be to me according to your word. Could you say it again? Let it be to me according to your word. Now, listen to me. Whatever you might have on your heart this morning, whatever needs you might have in your life today, I want you to raise your hand up right now. If you have a need in your life, if you have something on your heart you've been believing God for, maybe a brief time, maybe a long time, but I want you to raise your hand right now, and I want you to say it out of your mouth. Let it be, come on, let it be to me according to your word. Can you say it one more time? Let it be to me according to your word. We're going to light some candles this morning. We're going to sing it to the Lord. And as we meditate on the Lord right now, as we share this wonderful candle lighting, the Bible says we are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. As we share this morning, as we light these together, amen. I want you to think about that. Let it be unto me, Lord, according to your word.
Holy infant, so tender.
God, we're thankful so much for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you came to this earth as a baby, lived among us without sin, came and brought us grace and truth, gave your life, Lord, that we may have everlasting life. May this be the best Christmas season. I pronounce blessing on every household, every family, every situation. God, you are turning around right now for good. We declare that this morning. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time of year. God, we look forward to 2021. May it be the best year we've ever seen, Lord, so far. May it be a great year filled with prosperity, your blessings, health. Thank you for that, Jesus. In Jesus' name, and most of all, grace. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You may blow out your candle this morning. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a gift for you somewhere around here this morning. I believe, ushers, if you can get those out, help us out. I think they're going to pass those out as we leave today. But before you do so this morning, I want you to make sure you try to say hello to everyone and wish them a Merry Christmas. Would you do that this morning? Amen.